No, no, no. Don't be scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. I have a little experiment to do on you, actually. And I feel you might be impressed and you might be pleasured. I saw you last night with your group of friends hitting on all these girls and really not getting anywhere, let's be honest. You're so adorable. So cute. I felt like I just had to have you. So, yeah, you remember the drinks. I know you do. And well, I might have snuck a little something in. Yeah. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Shh. I'm not gonna hurt you. It's gonna be completely the opposite, actually. I'm gonna do everything I can to please you and to pleasure you. Don't try to pull out of those handcuffs. You're not gonna get very far. It's all part of the plan. Oh, no. Don't be afraid. You see, when I saw you last night with your friends, hitting on all the girls, I thought to myself, now there's a man who's pretty confident, who knows what he wants and goes after it, doesn't hesitate, isn't shy. As we already discussed, I drugged you. Nothing. No. Nothing of side effects. Just a little something to make you cooperative. I invited you up to my house for drinks, and of course you came, thinking you had scored, and that you'd have your way with me. We'd fuck all night. You'd be gone in the morning. Well, this is day number 2, and yesterday we fucked our brains out. You don't remember? I know, it's okay, sweetie, I know. You don't remember because I drugged you. And to be honest, you probably won't remember this, but I need to have my way with you before I can let you go. Maybe none the wiser, but still have my way with you. All the while pleasing you, of course. You're not gonna be hurt. I'm not hurting you. I did feed you. We ate. And I just, yesterday, from all our sex and delicious foreplay, today I had to focus on tasting you. I'm kind of obsessed with your dick. No, of course you're aroused. I give you a little something for that as well. No side effects. Nothing like an erection for 4 hours and they have to chop off your dick or anything. But it's going to keep you hard and ready for me to do what I want, because, like I said, I'm kind of obsessed with your dick and the taste of it, and I wanted to focus this on that. Oh, you don't squirm. Why do you squirm? I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just... No, don't be scared. see you've got goosebumps all over. Now let me see. Oh, yeah. You're getting hard. I knew it would work. Move down your chest. I can feel your heart beating a million miles a minute. Chest over. As I put my lips down the middle of your chest. I'm just gonna stroke you lightly, okay? You like that spot? Now I have to taste you, please. I'm gonna run my tongue. I'm just gonna lick you. No. I'm just gonna start by licking you. I love to play with the head like this. Just circling my tongue around it. Giving it little kisses. Little sucks. Does that feel good? This is all about making you feel good, I promise. Might seem like it's my ulterior motive to please myself, but I'm doing it to please you. God, your dick is so delicious. I love running you in and out of my mouth slowly, and then sucking on the head as I lift up. be honest with you. I really wanted to torture you and tease you. Oh. I love the shape of it. Oh. I love the head shape. I love that you instantly almost grow in my mouth as I slide you deep inside. I want you to come just like this. I want to taste you. Yeah. I know. No, I'll know. I'll know when you're close. Oh yeah, give it to me. I'm gonna lick you clean. Oh, yes. Every last drop. Now, see, was that so bad? Oh, no, don't pull on those, don't pull on them. I know you want to go, but I'm just not done with you yet. Take a little nap. Yeah, take a little nap. And I will devise another way to taste you and make you mine again, because I have a feeling you're enjoying this more than you think you are. Plus, I lied to you. This isn't number two. This isn't day two. This is long have you been down here? I'd say this is day 5. And the fact I have to convince you every time that you want me to suck your dick, it's really adorable. And I knew it was a reason why I chose.